time now for the Saturday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Green City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The Fairfield area weather calling for some fog possible this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy, a high near 52. Mostly cloudy skies tonight. We should have a low near 40. I'm Darren Cuddle reporting. Wren Lake College has announced that 401 students have been named to the president's and vice president's list of academic honors for the fall 2018 semester. The list includes 179 individuals named to the president's list. Those students earned a 4.0 grade point average during the semester as a full-time student, earning 12 credit hours or more. Another 222 students were named to the vice president's list. Students on the vice president's list earned a 3.50 to 3.99 GPA during the semester as a full-time student. Named to the president's list from our area include Casey Ingram from Fairfield, Caleb Chapman from Broughton, Carrie Rapp, Tim Staley, and Casey Whipple from Dahlgren, Krista Odd, Corey Grubb, Reagan Halley, Tim Hart, Hillary Ingram, Jeremiah McDaniel, Angel No, Lane Parker, Matthew Rubenacker, Kyle Van Bema, Justice Webb, Maud Wheeler from McLeansboro, Dawson Brown from Mount Carmel, Jebediah Baumgard and Allison Blair from Norris City. Also from Wayne City, Stacy Andrews and Kennedy Sledge. Named to the vice president's list from Fairfield are Jacob Simpson and Logan Stewart, Lacey Williams from Broughton, Katie Coy, Autumn Cross, Aaron Karch, Scott May, Dalton Miller, Austin Tennyson, Caleb Wellen and Michael Wells from Dahlgren, Peyton Donaldson, Cindy Drew, Caitlin Flanagan, Gregor Garrett, Kristen Gibson, Austin Lemons, Sarah Mead, Anna Miller, Taylor Payne, Taylor Prince, and Brianna Wilson from McLeansboro, Dawson Brown from Mount Carmel, and from Wayne City, Ethan Irwin, Remington Henson, Chelsea Jones, Braden Payne, Colby Solomon, and Katie Steiner. More news after this break.
Do you have Medicare? If so, did you know that if you have had Medicare for over 1 year, you qualify for a free preventative annual screening with any of the Horizon Healthcare providers? Horizon Healthcare offers free wellness screenings that are done once a year to establish a baseline for cognitive, visual, and physical health. These screenings can be completed year after year to track your overall wellness. It is your chance to have a knowledgeable provider at Horizon Healthcare review many of the natural health risks that occur within the Medicare population. Horizon Healthcare providers will also provide guidance with your individual screening results and discuss available options to maintain overall wellness. This includes cognitive screening, fall prevention, nutrition, weight management, physical activity, tobacco cessation, blood pressure, activities of daily living, and more. Medicare pays 100% of your visit to see a Horizon Healthcare provider. Call Horizon Healthcare to schedule your free Medicare wellness screening at 842-4617. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
Published reports say a Xenia man has been sentenced in Marion County Circuit Court for possession of methamphetamine. 39-year-old Justin Harmon was sentenced to 5 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections after pleading guilty to a charge of unlawful possession of less than 5 grams of methamphetamine. Harmon will serve that sentence concurrently with a 1-year prison sentence that he had received earlier in Jefferson County on another possession of meth charge. Along with the prison sentence, Harmon will serve 1 year of mandatory supervised release once released from prison. Governor J.B. Pritzker has appointed a new acting head of the Illinois Air National Guard. Kim Howard has more.
Peter Nazamas is being promoted to Brigadier General and will oversee about 3,000 people at the Air Guard's three bases in Illinois. He says he doesn't expect to make any big changes right away.
We have very strong recruiting. All three of our wings are practically 100%, if not over, most of them. So we do very well in the state of Illinois with our recruiting. So there's really no changes at this point until we sit down and analyze things and see where we can make some improvements here and there in our personnel and our strength.
Nizamas has previously commanded the Air Guard's 126th Air Refueling Wing at Scott Air Force Base, among other roles, and has been deployed several times. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
New Illinois Department of Ag Director John Sullivan is a big proponent of the county fair system in Illinois.
You know, county fairs have just been, I've been involved with county fairs pretty much my entire life. I know the entertainment, the economic engine that they are for the local counties, all the volunteer help and work that goes into those organizations. And so I've just been a real proponent of those fairs. You know, last year, and kudos to Governor Rauner, he was able to put some additional money, give some additional money to the county fairs. That was much needed because they had taken some pretty serious cuts over the years, and they made some adjustments and still had those fairs going and operating. But, we're always going to have our challenges. You know, when there's not enough money to go around, there's always difficult decisions that are going to have to be made. And I told the county fair folks that they're going to have to make a case as to why they think, that there's some state support is needed for some of those fairs or for those fairs. But again, I think you have to look at the entire picture as far as the economic engine that they drive for their areas.
Mm-hmm. Sullivan is a former state senator representing West Central Illinois. He also farms in Schuyler County. Business advocates now resign to the likelihood that Illinois will soon adopt a $15 an hour minimum wage, urged legislators Wednesday to make it a tiered approach based on geography, arguing there was vast cost of living differences between Chicago and more rural areas downstate. While Illinois' statewide minimum wage has remained at $8.25 an hour since 2010, Chicago has jumped ahead with the minimum wage there going to $13 this year. Rob Carr, president and CEO of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association, told the Senate Labor Committee that the nation's third largest city shouldn't set the wage floor for everywhere else in the state. Senate Majority Leader Kimberly Lightford, a Maywood Democrat, has yet to flesh out her plan. During testimony to the committee, she lamented about, quote, workers who deserve to live a better life who are working but remaining in poverty, unquote. New Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker, who campaigned on the issue last fall, wants to sign the proposal into law before he lays out an annual budget to the General Assembly on February 23rd, Lightford said. New York and Oregon recently adopted a geographically based approach to minimum wage. On January 1st, the minimum wage in New York City went to $15, whereas on Long Island it increased from $11 to $12, and the rest of the state saw a jump of 70 cents to $11.10. A community employment workshop will be held on the campus of Frontier Community College on Tuesday, February 19th. The one-day workshop is co-sponsored by the Illinois Department of Employment Security and the Southern 14 Workforce Investment Board. All individuals seeking employment are invited to attend this helpful and informational event. Two sessions have been planned for the workshop, and individuals can choose which time works best for their schedule. Session 1 will be held from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Session 2 will be from 4 to 6 p.m. Both sessions will be held at Bob Boyles Hall on the FCC campus. During either session, individuals will learn about effective job search methods, interview skills, and how to maintain employment and continuing education. IDES staff will also be on hand during the afternoon session to help with creating a resume and completing job applications. Individuals can bring their information in a flash drive and leave with a work-ready resume. The Adult Education Department of FCC will also be on hand to provide materials and assistance for financial assistance opportunities, GED test prep, and the literacy program. For more information, you can contact FCC's Angel McGuire, Coordinator of Transition Services, at 847-9158. Illinois' economy could become a casualty should federal negotiations on U.S. immigration policy fail. While the state is 12th nationally for the size of its foreign-born population, new data from personal finance site WalletHub ranks Illinois 8th for the economic impact of immigrants. As executive director of the Illinois Business Immigration Coalition, Rebecca Shee, contains both high and low-skilled immigrants are crucial to the vitality of Illinois.
Hospitals, tech companies, manufacturers depend on immigrants as doctors, physicians, and programmers. The Illinois Restaurant Association, Hotel and Lodging Association, they depend on immigrants as busboys, waiter, waitresses, cooks, hotel mates.
Illinois is ranked 8th for the percent of jobs created by the presence of international students, 9th for jobs generated by immigrant-owned businesses, and 11th for the percentage of foreign-born STEM workers. Fairfield Public Golf Course volunteers will conduct another pork burger cookout today on Main Street in Fairfield in front of the Wayne County Courthouse, with drive-through service beginning at about 10 a.m. Pork burgers will be sold for $3, pork chops for $4, and drinks for $1. Proceeds will offset course operating costs. Volunteers and customers are greatly appreciated. Additional Saturday cookouts are scheduled for February 9th and 23rd and March 2nd. Volunteers need to confirm their availability with Marty Vaughn via text at 617-866-3378 or by email at martinrvaughan@gmail.com. That's a look at the news. Area deaths are next.
Is your home trapped in a time warp? Looks like it's time to buy new furniture. Come to Rush Appliance and Furniture, with two locations to serve you. We can furnish your entire home. We carry furniture for every room in your house, whether you need a new bedroom set, mattresses, a living room sofa, or even a formal dining room table. No need to go to a big box store for your appliances. From ranges and refrigerators to deep freezers, dishwashers, and more, we have all the appliances you need. Stop in and see what's new today.
Are you stressing about where money will come from in the future? Come into Trust Bank and they can help. They have retirement plans, investment accounts, health savings accounts, and more. Call them today at 618-395-4311 or stop by their Sisney branch at 401 Park Street for more information. Trust Bank, growing prosperity together. Member FDIC.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. In area deaths, 77-year-old Reinhard resident Joyce Kingsbury died at her home Tuesday. She was a retired school teacher for North Wayne Community Unit School District No. 200. Surviving our daughter, Diana Lynn Kingsbury of North Hollywood, California, and siblings Pat Shores, Tom Hogshead, and Betty Pierce, all of Mount Vernon. Funeral services for Joyce Kingsbury will be Monday at 11 a.m. at the Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church in rural Sisney. Visitation will be held prior to the funeral from 10 to 11 a.m. Burial will follow at the Sisney Cemetery. Memorials may be directed to the Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church. The Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney is in charge of the arrangements. 87-year-old Cabot, Arkansas resident Donna Louise Horton Stewart died January 14th in Little Rock, Arkansas. She was a retired teacher and librarian and of the Lutheran faith. Surviving our son, Kent Stewart of Fate, Texas, a sister, Marilyn, two grandchildren, and many friends. Funeral service for Donna Stewart was held Saturday, January 26th at Grace Lutheran Church in Little Rock, Arkansas. Graveside services will be held today at 2 p.m. at the Graceland Cemetery in Albion. Nails Funeral Home in Albion is in charge of the local arrangements. 95-year-old Dahlgren resident George Richard Karcher died Monday at Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. He was the owner and operator of Karcher Grocery in Dahlgren for over 40 years. Surviving are his daughter, Karen Karcher of Dahlgren, three sons, Lee of Dahlgren, Jim of Edgerton, Ohio, and Larry of Dahlgren, a brother, Gilbert of Princeton, Indiana, a sister, Wilma Karcher of McLeansboro, seven grandchildren and 12 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for George Karcher will be at 10 o'clock this morning at St. John's Catholic Church. Visitation was Friday evening at the church. He'll be laid to rest at the church cemetery in Dahlgren with graveside military honors performed by the McLeansboro American Legion Post 106. The Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren is in charge of the arrangements. Hey, reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at our website at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Caudill reporting.
Let's talk tires. Like a truckload of tires on sale now at Cherry Street Automotive in Carmine. Tires for cars, tires for trucks, tires for SUVs, Firestone, Michelin, and other top brands. Plus economy brand tires as well. They're on sale now and waiting for you at Cherry Street Automotive. Be sure to ask how precision four-wheel alignment can make your tires last longer and your car drive better. Save on your next set of new tires today at Cherry Street Automotive in Carmine. Call 382-7165.
You saved, you scrimped, and finally that hot new car is yours, and you're in love. Just make sure she's insured with the best auto coverage you can find. Talk to your local Pekin insurance agent about complete auto coverage, and don't forget to ask about the variety of discounts available for your sweet ride. Request a quote at PekinInsurance.com. In Flora and Sisney, contact Bill Atwood at 662-7000 and put their Beyond the Expected service to work for you.
Kiss too slow internet goodbye and say hello to super fast internet from Wabash Communications. Wabash Communications is the only 1 gig internet provider in your area. With Wabash Fiber, you can stream videos and TV shows on multiple devices, video chat, download and upload quickly, including HD movies, plus so much more. Submit your interest at wabash.net and fall in love with Wabash Communications. Service availability and internet speed will depend on location.
Here's a look at the classic hits. Fairfield area weather for the rest of the day. Just areas of dense fog out there, so be careful if you're going to be driving on your morning commute, as the fog is pretty dense out there. Visibility is very low. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high of 52. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 40. Saturday, partly sunny with a high of 58. Monday, looking at a 50% chance of showers. Cloudy. Actually be in the 60s, high of 62. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high of 45. Wednesday, rain is likely. Cloudy skies, the high of 50. And then Thursday, rain, possibly a storm in the mix. Cloudy skies, but we'll actually be in the 50s still, high of 55. Currently in Fairfield, it is 32. Our low this morning was 26. Yesterday's high in Fairfield was actually 47. We did not receive anything out there in the rain gauge.